I was wondering why our dear graduates would choose me to be the class speaker. One reason I can think of is that they were expecting the shortest speech ever, as I usually do not speak much. So I hope your great expectation will be met today. Your Eminence, dear religious and clergy, dear abbot, dear visiting dignitaries, dear president, dear dean, dear faculty, staff, and dear graduates, their families and friends, dear. As a deer longs for sources of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and see the face of God? I have an answer to a course taught by Dr. Harand, which sometimes is called Why Theology. My answer is because I desire to know God and love God. And I think this is a desire that is common to many of us, which explains the coming to be of the mysterious staircase question. It is this very desire that gathers us from the four corners of the world to the fountain of truth. This desire gives birth to a unique student body. I have been greatly touched and inspired by your love for God and your desire to know him and love him more. I have the impression that our time spent together was just like those baby swallows nested right above the door to the chapel. With mouth open, we pant for the truth and are fed by the truth, interpreted by the great masters and their faithful interpreters. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. 6 years ago, when I set off for this land, I never thought I would spend more than a year here. The desire to know God brought me over, first to the LCI. So here I shall thank Jenny Healy, who allowed me to come. Then to the ITI, and I want to thank Dr. Newton, from whom I learned that this was even a possibility. And this desire keeps leading me further. To know the principles and pillars of the ITI is important indeed. But I tell you a secret. I did not read them until 6 months ago. Now, having read it, I can see they correspond to my first-hand experience. I pray that the principles and the pillars will stay alive so that the remaining and future students will still be able to have the same or even better living experiences. Before knowing anything about Christianity, I once asked my professor back at college in China a question. She was the first Catholic I met with, and my encounter with Christ was through her example. Anyways, the question I asked her was how she could remember all the students' names. She answered, "All the names I gave the students are saints' names, and I pray for them every day." We encounter the same in professors here at the ITI. They are concerned about the students and about their spiritual goods. With my professor in China, the concern was that the pagan students would one day open their hearts to receive the gospel and come to know the true God. The concern of the professors here is very much the same. You also want to help the students to know more about the God you believe, to love him and to live accordingly so that Christ can be formed in us. As St. Athanasius says, the best way to learn theology is to learn from those who live theology. On one hand, these guys, the ITI, at Fontes, by reading the great masters of the church. On the other hand, it also applies to our dear professors. As Siraj exhorts us, stand in the assembly of the elders. Who is wise, cleave to him. Be ready to listen to every narrative, and do not let wise proverbs escape you. If you see an intelligent man, visit him early. Let your foot wear out his doorstep. Cleave to him, visit him early. Let your foot wear out his doorstep. First and foremost, this shall guide our hearts and minds to the interior master. The exterior teacher is the one who learns from the interior teacher himself first. Otherwise, he cannot be a teacher. At the ITI, we have been blessed to be guided by real exterior teachers. Moreover, they are even our fathers and mothers. As a Chinese proverb says, he who teaches me for one day is my father for life, which explains why we could even become thesis siblings, as Margie beautifully put it. I also address my gratitude to all the families and staff members, and our dear benefactors. To quote again the saying of St. Athanasius, the best way to learn theology is to learn from those who live theology. We students are really blessed to learn both in and out of a class, from the great family examples here. Each family is a great missionary community, and the staff members and the benefactors who support us by taking care of all small details diligently behind the stage. I want to say a word about our littleness. The bee is small among flying creatures, but her product is the best of sweet things. Yes, this little bee, ITI, has fed many souls with sweet things. I pray that this little bee would remain what she is and keep producing the best of sweet things, knowing that what she can produce is not produced anywhere else in this land. Although it might have a small market for profits, as few may appreciate the sweetness. Therefore, the little bee may be poor and remain poor. The moment when I decided to study theology, in a way simultaneously, I chose to be jobless. While knowing God always provides, as St. Paul says, in the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. Now, on behalf of all the graduates, I say thank you to our dear professors who have been good midwives that present good children to the mother. Dear fellow graduates, as you may have realized, the baby swallows have grown up and flown away. Now it is also your turn to fly and proclaim the good news. Strive even to death for the truth, and the Lord will fight for you. Yes, this means your life might be short-lived, but with faith there is resurrection. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Thank you very much.